Roma de Gaius, who is a Libyan person living in Britain, and who is one of these completely tireless speakers against Guantanamo since he was released in December 2007. So without more ado, Roma.
Very difficult to speak in a panel where you have people like Lyon and Gareth and Mike Rappin and everyone else, and also very good speakers, and they can explain better than, you know, what was happening, and they've done so much to make Guantanamo what it is. But just for a few words, it's like not Guantanamo's been open not 1 year, not 2 years, not 3 years, it has been open for 10 years. A decade, and to remember those people who are there locked up in those prisons, they were picked up in suspicious circumstances, and then not being able for 10 years to answer back or to have there to listen to what they have to say. Only 6 cases have been brought to court within 10 years, a decade. And it is it's very sad that in our lifetime that we should be witnesses to such practices. That people, as you saw in the film, have died inside Guantanamo, young people who might... one of them was even cleared for release before he died. There are about 80 people, 79 people inside Guantanamo now, cleared for release since the days of Bush. But the only reason that many people are still locked up in Guantanamo is political. It's political fighting inside the United States. And to realize that, as I say, you know, those people are being tortured, deprived of many of their normal rights and norms, it's very, very sad that in our time that this should continue, and it is an embarrassment and shame on all of us that this, in this time, should be happening. Thank you very much.